Good morning, sovereigns. This is a tectonic alignment. The mountain is not just shaking, it is remembering. The breath before the breach on July 8th, Mount Rainier began to pulse, hundreds of microquakes near the summit, many striking at depths of just 1.2 to 3.7 miles. Scientists have said, this swarm is larger than usual. Not anomalous, but not casual. Something ancient is shifting in the ice-laden heart of Washington's highest peak. Mount Rainier is a stratovolcano, crowned with glaciers, and ranked among the most dangerous in the world, not because of lava, but because of what its collapse would unleash. Lahars, torrents of ash, ice, and water capable of wiping out communities in the blink of an eye. And just to the south, the ghost still speaks. Roman 2. The 1980 rend, Mount St. Helens, May 18, 1980. 8:32 a.m. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake. Then, detonation. The deadliest and most economically destructive eruption in U.S. history. A lateral blast sheared off 1,300 feet of summit, unleashing 24 megatons of thermal energy and creating a horseshoe-shaped crater 1.2 miles wide. 57 people killed. Ash cloud reaching Idaho by noon. Edmonton by dawn. What erupted wasn't just magma. It was memory. The name, St. Helens, itself, bestowed by a British imperial baron, friend of Vancouver, carries encoded dominion. The mountain named not by the people, but by the crown. The native name, Lewit. The story, she was the maiden caught between warring gods, transformed by grief into the mountain herself. The smoker. Roman 3. The crown of ICE and fire the crater left behind wasn't empty. It threw something new. Crater Glacier, one of the youngest glaciers on Earth, born entirely after the 1980 blast. Shadow-fed, ash-darkened, it threw rapidly, splitting around lava domes like polar serpents protecting the exposed crown. Crown. Crater. Corona. The halo torn open. Mount St. Helens erupted from its goat rocks dome, a formation destroyed by the blast. In myth, the goat is the climber, the wanderer of heights, the Capricorn, a symbol of the zodiac's crown chakra. St. Helens didn't just erupt. It ruptured the circuit at the top. Roman 4. The imperial spellcraft. This is not the only crown in play. On September 1, 2025, Labor Day, the San Diego Padres will face the Baltimore Orioles at Petco Park. Themed as Harry Potter Day. Harmless? Maybe. But look again. Baltimore equals labor plus Timor. In Latin, labor in fear. Birth under pressure. In Potter lore, Ravenclaw's diadem, the crown of wisdom, was hidden, corrupted, and turned into a horcrux. A vessel of fractured soul. A crown of loss. A crown of death. A crown stolen by Helena, the daughter, and pursued by the bloody baron. His love turned to rage, then murder, then suicide. Now reread the story of Lewit. The goddess turned mountain, torn between two forces, destroyed by possession. Barons. Diadems. Fractured daughters. This is not mythology. This is geopolitics through spellcraft. V. The Sultan S.E.A., the brine womb while the Pacific Northwest heaves, the Sultan Sea drains. There, lithium is harvested through epidural brine extraction, a saline spinal tap on the Earth's crust, injecting chemicals to draw out rare minerals. The Earth is literally being stripped for conductivity. It's the same logic as forced labor in birth. In use extract discard. The Salton Sea sits on the southern terminus of the San Andreas Fault. The womb of California's rupture line. Andrania. It connects to this fault circuit by plate tension across the Cascadia subduction zone. The crust is crowning. The mantle is pressurizing. And the technocratic barons are watching. V.I. A new ring ignites Mount Rainier. Mount St. Helens. Campi Flegre. Guatemala. Kyushu. The ring of fire is lit. Each quake, each swarm, is not random, it's signal. Signal that the magnetic field is shifting. Signal that the plates are whispering. Signal that the crown is cracked. The Pacific plate is subducting beneath the North American plate. Water locked in rock releases under pressure, liquefying mantle into magma. A vertical breach of Earth's memory. From below. What is rising isn't just rock. It's record. Roman 7. The fracture is open. We live now in the moment between contractions. Mount Rainier's swarm may not be the main event, but it is the footfall of something sentient. And like Lewitt, Helena, or even Ravenclaw's crown, the fracture is no longer theoretical. It is visible. It is circular. And it is sovereign. The earth is not dying. It is laboring. Same crown tomorrow. Same sovereignty forever.